A new thing in costume appears, the flaring hoop skirt, for example, and the passersby are shocked, and the irreverent laugh. 6 months later, everybody is reconciled. The fashion has established itself, it is admired, now, and no one laughs. Public opinion resented it before, public opinion accepts it now, and is happy in it. Why? Was the resentment reasoned out? Was the acceptance reasoned out? No, the instinct that moves to conformity did the work. It is our nature to conform. It is a force which not many can successfully resist. What is its seat? The inborn requirement of self-approval. We all have to bow to that. There are no exceptions. Even the woman who refuses from first to last to wear the hoop skirt comes under that law and is its slave. She could not wear the skirt and have her own approval. And that she must have. She cannot help herself. But as a rule, our self-approval has its source in but one place, and not elsewhere. The approval of other people. A person of vast consequences can introduce any kind of novelty in dress, and the general world will presently adopt it, moved to do it, in the first place, by the natural instinct to passively yield to that vague something recognized as authority, and in the second place, by the human instinct to train with the multitude and have its approval. An empress introduced the hoop skirt, and we know the result. A nobody introduced the bloomer, and we know the result. If Eve should come again in her ripe renown and reintroduce her quaint styles, well, we know what would happen. And we should be cruelly embarrassed, at least at first.